And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Today, we are exploring optional programs in the Juno School District. And, you know, we were just talking about the Juno Community Charter School. And now we're going to talk about the Montessori program that the district offers. And joining us now to talk about that, we have Kristen Garreau. She's the principal at Montessori Borealis. And we also have Lupita Alvarez, who is a Montessori school teacher who teaches preschool and kindergarten. And Lupita just got off from sending the kids home. So we're so lucky to have her here with us today. So I guess I want to begin with you, Kristen, because there are some opportunities for parents to learn more about the school.
Yeah, we have our last kind of info session overview of what Montessori Borealis is all about tonight at 5:30 here at our school, which is in the Marie Drake building, just behind the turf field along Glacier Avenue, and between kind of tucked back between Harborview and Juno Douglas High School. But we've got a time today at 5:30. People can come and we'll talk about our program and let people see our classrooms and learn more about the philosophy and understandings of Montessori.
So Lupita just joined us after sending the kids home for the day. How does it feel to be a teacher in a Montessori school? What kind of a relationship do you have with the kids?
Oh, it's really wonderful. We are a very tight community. One of the beauty of our classrooms is that the children are with us for a 3-year cycle. And so usually children come to me at age 3 and they're with me until they complete their kindergarten year. And so that gives me a great opportunity to meet all the families and really get to know them really well and definitely get to know the children and being able to meet their needs individually. That's one of the beauties of the Montessori program, that each child gets their needs met because we are working individually with everyone. And that's the whole intention, that we learn what the children is interested in and we support their development through their personal interests.
So a lot of people hear of how this program was started almost 100 years ago by a woman named Maria Montessori, and it was quite radical for its time, kind of moving away from the rigidity that education had years ago. So, Kristen, what is a way that you can describe Montessori so people get a quick handle on what it is? Because it sounds like it's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things, but kind of in a nutshell, it's about, like Lupita said, meeting students where they are, individualizing learning, and responding to the child's interests and needs, and providing some structures for them and how they might learn or things they're going to learn about, and then providing them some freedoms and opportunities within those limits and boundaries that we set. A lot of times people think Montessori is all about just the kids get to do whatever they want, but really it's about making informed choices given some boundaries and given some expectations. Because we also know there are things we want the students to learn and we think are important to learn. And we want them to have some certain skills when they exit us and move on to high school. But it's about learning their interests and capacities to help guide them in that direction and then offer some choices for them along the way and help them really be in charge of their learning as much as possible.
And how do you see that having lifelong benefits? I mean, does that increase the chances of children becoming lifelong learners?
Totally. And there's some new research out there recently that really also pinpoints more contented adults who came from a Montessori background. We see our students go off to high school who enjoy learning and have really strong capacities to make choices about their education and care about learning new things and know how to know how to seek out the learning and knowledge that they're interested in. And I think we talk a lot in education, some of those buzzwords like executive functioning is a phrase that people talk about. And that's something that's so embedded in Montessori pedagogy and in the classroom, Montessori school and Montessori classrooms, that just helps our kids be much more successful as adults when they really engage in that process.
And pedagogy is basically the philosophy of the educational system. And so the philosophy of Montessori is what, just basically centered more around the child rather than the individual.
It is that idea of following the child and following their needs and helping to support them along the way.
You know, some people feel like there needs to be a cookie cutter approach to school, you know, that all the kids kind of are treated in a group mode, which is kind of what most public school classrooms are. But yet you find increasingly people gravitating to these programs that treat children as more as individuals. Even the Juno Charter School program seems like it is a project-oriented program, not so much the rigidity of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Exactly. And that's another reason why, similar to the charter school, we have students grouped in three-year cycles. Like Lupita said, she has them for 3 years, from age 3 through kindergarten. And in elementary school, they're grouped for 3 years together at a time in three grades. And so just more of those opportunities to move at your own pace. If you need to take a little bit longer to learn a particular skill, or you're ready to move ahead on another skill, you're not waiting for the whole class to be ready to move on to something else. You really get that personalized support that isn't, as you said, one size fits all. So
Lupita, when you take these children for 3 years, it must be hard to let them go to move on.
Well, it is. And at the same time, I get these children to come back all the time. As I said, the community is pretty tight. So they come back and visit. And as older children, they have a lot of things to offer to the younger children. They come and remember that they were the youngest in the group. And now that they are older and have skills that they can share with the younger peers. And so that we have reading buddies that come and read to the younger children, or they come and do projects or presentations, and there is always this cross-pollination of getting to know each other and support each other no matter how old you are. And that's the beauty of the program. The children really learn to be responsible for their own learning, but also responsible for the community and caring about the community. It's not just about me, it's about those around me. I want them to be happy. I want them to have their needs met. And what can I do to help? And that's part of the values that we bring to the children, as much as we want them to excel academically. And really, it's because the children are so interested in their own learning that they really become responsible and happy learners, because they know they can search the things that they are passionate about. And we want them to be these people that know what they like and that can make choices that, you know, based on their knowledge of themselves, which I think that's one of the most incredible skills anybody can have, right? That you make informed decisions. You know yourself.
So, Kristen, this is the same question that I asked the charter school guests. What kind of a parent or family setup might not like Montessori? That, you know, because I don't think that all of these programs are for everybody, but sometimes people have preconceptions about programs. So what have you found historically not a good fit?
Well, I would have to maybe steal Steve's answer and say our school could be a great fit for any family. I think a family that is looking to engage in a particular kind of a philosophy, right? There's a kind of some prescribed things about Montessori that we follow and we want to stay true to. And so we want people who are interested in learning about Montessori and how they can support Montessori at home as well. Because it is a little bit different and a little bit unique. And so someone who's interested in that, someone who's interested in connecting with their child's teacher and really working together collaboratively to help that child become that great future self. So it's really, there's any family can find something that they want. But I think also just people who are interested in connecting in that way. So.
Yeah. And I suppose that in the big picture, it's something that you can kind of have maybe more say in than you might say in the big classrooms or the larger school programs. I mean, you know, you are focusing on individualized.
Right. And again, the idea that the teacher has that relationship with the student and the family for 3 years really gives the teacher, the family, an opportunity to connect really well with that teacher. And they can learn so much from each other about helping that child that it's a little bit unique in that we really want to foster that relationship. And it's not at the end of this year, you're going off to the next classroom. But that it's an investment that we all make to connect with each other for that period of time.
And this goes on through middle school, so you have a longer experience with this system, which is...
And we hope people come in at age 3 and stay with us all the way through 8th grade, so that's pretty awesome. It's pretty amazing.
All right, well, we are wrapping...
And we've had generations. I'm sorry, we have generations of kids going through the whole program, and it's wonderful to see them graduate and now come back as adults bringing their children to the children's house.
Oh, you know, I think that is good. So in wrapping up really quick, any messages you want to remind us about, Kristen?
Yeah, come tonight to our info session at 5:30 here at our school, or give us a call at 523-1848 if you want to schedule an observation also during the school day.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Kristen Garreau, who is the principal at Montessori Borealis. She wears some other hats, but we'll talk about that another time. And we also have Lupita Alvarez. She's a Montessori school teacher for preschool and kindergarten. Thanks so much for coming to share about your programs. It's really fascinating.
Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.